This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Xcel Energy needs permission to keep its operations running smoothly in Denver, but the city council just threw them a curveball. Denverite's Andrew Kenny has more.
Every 20 years, Xcel has an unusual task. It has to convince the voters of Denver to approve an extension of the agreement that lets the utility use the public right-of-way. Getting that on the ballot requires approval from the city council, but the council shut it down on Monday, saying they want to see changes in how the utility shares data, works with businesses, and provides other community benefits. Xcel already provides some benefits, like giving the city $30 million a year and also covering the cost of relocating utilities. The current agreement expires at the end of 2026, so even if the extension doesn't get in front of voters this November, it still could happen next year. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
High fire danger across Colorado has led Governor Jared Polis to declare a statewide disaster emergency. There's a new wildfire burning in Rio Blanco and Rauch counties, one of several large blazes in western Colorado. The Crowshow fire outside of Oak Creek has forced evacuations and is now 1,700 acres with no containment. To the west, the Lee fire is the largest in the state at more than 123,000 acres and just 3% containment. Yesterday, new evacuations were ordered northwest of the town of Rifle. The Elk Fire, which is also burning in Rio Blanco County, is now 75% contained at more than 14,000 acres. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.